بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Agha Muhammadi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, Shaykh Agha Muhammadi, in our previous discussion, we talked about being happy. I mean, the definition of happiness and the sadness and the sorrow, and how we can say through sorrow or tragedy, we can find prosperity and salvation in life. Now, as we said in our previous program, especially the Shiites commemorates their Ahlul Bayt through two important majalis. One of them is for the afflictions that were done to the Ahlul Bayt, especially the martyrdom anniversaries. They shed tears, you know, they endow, they, for example, distribute foods among the people. And also they have the happy occasions, celebrations in this majalis and the happy ones. Which one is more recommended in Islam? I mean, boosting, for example, happy occasions for the Ahlul Bayt or shedding tears and the sad ones? And which one can help us more in order to commemorate Ahlul Bayt?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alayhi tahirin. In the previous session, we talked about some aspects of the differences, actually, the departure points between being happy or being in a state of sorrow and sadness. And I said that, generally speaking, the state of being in sadness or wonder is closer to being serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَزَرُّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْعَصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember your Lord within your heart, humbly and with kind of fearing. Tazarru'an. Tazarru means in a kind of humility, in a kind of fear, in a kind of worry. Morning and daytime, and nighttime. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. So the last part of the verse is وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And do not be among the heedless ones. So here you see that Allah is about to tell us that those who do not want to be negligent, those who do not want to be heedless, they call Allah with a kind of a worry. So Allah didn't say call Allah with happiness, with laughter. So because when you are laughing, the state of man is not caring about anything.
Yes.
The moment that you are laughing means that I have freed myself from anything that, you know, concerns me.
Yes.
This is the nature of human beings. So the serious moments of life, when we want to be careful, when we want to be mindful of something,
yes,
we have to be in a kind of worry. So Allah says, if you want to remember Allah properly, they remember Allah with a kind of worry. Tazarru'an wa khifatan. Doesn't say in laughter. Yazhakuna wa yazkuruna Allah. Didn't say like this.
Tazarru.
Why? Because this way you're
positive
serious.
Fear.
You can call it.
Okay.
This is the nature of man. When you are writing an important exam, you cannot laugh at that time. You are serious because you are doing something serious. And so, I mean, this is the, from that perspective, we see that those states of sadness and sorrow, which is a divine sadness. You know, divine sadness is different from the materialistic sadness. When we are sad for losing a car, when we are sad for losing some money, you know, it gives us a very bad feeling. But when we are sad for something like for the events, the such personalities like Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it gives us a feeling of a manhood. You feel like a human. You feel that, no, I am not, I am something, I am someone.
Yes.
It gives all the good feelings to you. So the nature of things are different. And there is another, again, difference between sadness and happiness. And it is that to be happy with someone, you don't need to have a specific attachment to that person. You don't need to be close to that person. You don't need to have ma'rifah with that person. But to be sad for them, you need the ma'rifah. Imagine sometimes we happen that somebody invites us to a friend's, you know, birthday party or a wedding party. You go to somebody's wedding party, you don't know the bride or the groom at all. And you see that everybody is laughing, you laugh with them. The man is happy, you're happy with them. This is the first time that you are seeing them. They laugh and you laugh.
Yes.
So to laugh in somebody's happiness, you don't need to know the person. You don't need to have a kind of feeling towards the person and any sympathy for the person. But on the other hand, sometimes you go to, for example, somebody's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot cry, you cannot shed tears for the person without having a close relation with the person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the person. That person should be so beloved to you.
That's right.
You have to have a very close relation with the person.
Emotional relation, then you can cry.
Okay. So crying is different from just happiness and laughter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cannot cry for Imam Hussein without having some Hussein in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have a philosophical term. It says, "La ya'rifu shay'un shay'an illa bima huwa fihi min." You do not know things unless to the amount that thing exists inside you. We don't have any feeling about this cup. I don't know when I knocked the cup to the wall, is there any feeling or not? Because I don't have that much commonality with the cup inside me.
Yes.
But I know that if I want to hurt an animal, if there is a cat, if I want to hurt the cat, if I want to injure the cat, I know that how it feels because I have some commonalities. We have nerves, we have flesh, we have blood. So physically, we are like each other. We have the same organs. So I know that if you stab a knife in the body, how it feels because I have the body. So to that extent that I can have commonality, I can feel the emotions and the feelings of the animal,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot feel the cup because I don't have that much commonality with that. Of course, there are things in the cat that I don't understand, otherwise I had to be a cat. And there are things in me that animal doesn't understand, otherwise it had to be a human. So we have some departure points, we have some commonalities. To the extent that you have commonality with something, to that extent, you can understand that thing.
Yes.
The same is with ma'rifah of Allah, knowing of Allah. Do we see Allah or not? Imam Ali said, I don't worship a God that I have not seen. This means that to the level that reality of Allah exists inside you, to that extent, you can see Allah.
Mm-hmm.
To the level that Imam Hussein is inside you,
yes,
then you can have that feeling towards Imam Al Hussein alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions. In Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So sometimes people may ask that, now we are crying for Ali ibn al-Akbar. Why should we cry for Ali ibn al-Asghar? He was 6 months. He didn't do anything. He had no free will. He didn't choose to be killed there. So what is the state of that person? But if you are of that ma'rifah to Abu Abdullah, and mm-hmm. So you will not ask such a question.
Yeah.
If you are close to Hussein, then this question, there is no place for that.
That's right.
And when This is the difference between crying. So for crying, you need the ma'rifah, you need the knowledge, you need to be very close to Abu Abdullah. And if you are that close to Abu Abdullah that you can cry for him, then Hussein inside you is alive. Mm-hmm. That Hussein inside you will demand.
That's right.
The way that Hussein alayhi salam said, "Mithli la yubayu misla Yazid." A person like me will not pay allegiance to a person like Yazid. A person who follows Imam Hussein has the Hussein in mind and Hussein in the heart. He cannot accept mean things in the life.
But recalling Hussein in mind and in life, Ahlul Bayt in our life, is not necessarily achieved through shedding tears, Shaykh, isn't it?
I didn't say it's only by shedding tears. Okay, because, I said this is stronger.
Uh-huh.
I said, even sometimes people ask that I go to majlis, I cannot cry, I cannot shed tears. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. The highest level of these emotions is the moment that you shed the tears. Mm-hmm. It means that this is very strong. But sometimes there are some people who cannot shed tears. They cannot cry.
Yes.
So it's okay. I mean, when you have the grief, and not different cultures are different.
Yes.
Some people, you see, even in the Western culture, this exists, that when they go to a funeral, usually they try to make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
When they mention something funny about the dead person that people meet, this doesn't mean that they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they express their sadness. This is how they expose their condolences. They show. So the cultures are different. I was invited to a ceremony. A friend's father passed away, one of the countries.
Okay.
I went to the majlis and I said that everybody is dressing in white. And the son was, he came to us. I was to sort of show my sadness. And I said that the person is laughing himself. Then I found out that this is how the culture is, that you have to hide your sadness. You have to pretend that, I'm strong. So the cultures are different. Of course, that person is in a very heavy emotional condition. He's sad.
Yes.
But the culture is that they shouldn't shed tears. The cultures are different.
Yes.
But in our culture, because our culture and the Arab culture is very close, in our culture, when we, and lots of cultures are sort of like this, when you are in such a state, they shed the tears. And because of that, we have lots of ahadith for the value of crying for Imam Hussein and shedding tears for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We have the hadith from the Prophet, from Lady Fatima, from Imam Amirul Mu'minin. It's interesting that almost all Imams, they have the hadiths for crying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And there is a reason for that. The reason is that crying for Imam Hussein, being close to Imam Hussein, means that it helps you a lot to be in the right path. You know, some people might be difficult for them to get along with the story of Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam. What was the story in the Battle of Camel?
Mm-hmm.
Ali was looking for power?
Yes.
Or Ali was the just ruler?
Okay.
So lots of people claim that he was looking for power. Especially if you're not a Muslim looking at it from a secular perspective,
mm-hmm.
two parties are looking for power. So you may not easily understand the nature of the movement and what Imam is doing there. But when it comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you cannot say that this is worldly issue.
Mm-hmm.
No man sacrifices his life and the beloved ones with 70 people instead of thousands of people. Means that this is not for the worldly interest.
Yes.
There is something different here. This man is not calling for his selfish worldly desires and interests.
Mm-hmm.
There is something beyond the material life. I mean, these aspects are the aspects that can attract anyone from any religious, any denomination, any faith to Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, unfortunately, sometimes we are not that much successful to introduce Imam Hussein alayhi salam in that humanistic way, in a humane way, that then you will see that Imam Hussein belongs to all humanity. And they can start a kind of sympathy with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And to the level that you can get close to Abu Abdullah alayhi salam, you can experience this good feeling of being a human being.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Shaykh Mohammadi, for a nice elaboration. regarding the concept of being sorrowful for the Ahlul Bayt, and how does it benefit us? I mean, how to benefit, spiritually speaking, from the sorrow and commemorating Ahlul Bayt through these majalis and the sessions. It was very kind of you. Thank you very
much.
Thank you very much, dear listeners. We'll listen to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن